Okay, like if she went upstairs and as a little girl, you know, like she was real scared, but then she's not. And then she went up there. Well, no, let me see. Okay, like as a little girl, you know, like she'd go upstairs in a house, you know, when it was dark to go to bed or something, and like she wasn't afraid at all. But then, like at age 20, you know, she was scared, and you said, I don't understand why she's afraid. She
was never afraid when she was small.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever use the word like, you know, she used to be?
Uh-huh.
Okay, like if, like
if somebody leaves a lot of money on the table and the door is unlocked. Okay, so this is in a city. Like you might say,
like
he's my
careless,
like left a lot of money on the table. Okay, like for instance, there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie. But sometimes she acts kind of.
But she's not really crazy, is that it?
Well, it could be that. You know, would you use queer? You know, she's not very queer. Sometimes she acts kind of queer.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
that would be
an appropriate
too.
Response.
Uh-huh.
You know, well, you know, like nowadays it has sort of like strange sexual connotations. But, you know, like...
But we do use that word,
you
know, she does act a little queer, you know.
I see. Is that more common? Well, you know, which usage is more common down in this area? You know, just say, well, you like among the young people, would the latter be? And then among the older people like yourself, would the word queer mean you'd be referring to Aunt Lizzie, acting like strange?
That's right.
Or sometimes you act kind of queer. Is somebody who makes up his mind and nothing can make him change it? Is my
strong-minded. But you know, like,
what about mulehead?
Well, he is.
You know, like, would you use that in, you know, like just talking to a friend?
I could use that word.
Yeah. Okay, we'll just, you know, pretend I'm your friend.
Yeah.
So, would that be more common than...
I think so, yeah.
Or maybe, pig-headed or something like that? I see.
That applies to me a whole lot.
Pig-headed? If somebody can't joke with without him losing his temper, you'd say he's mighty.
What about you, then? You know, like, but you use that?
I don't know.
Or like if somebody loses his temper when the least little thing goes wrong, he's awfully.
Like that'd be more common.
You know, like if your husband, you know, like is sitting at the table and he's had a hard day's work, and then you just say something and not really mean anything by it, but he just gets all up in the air about it. You say, boy, he sure is.
I know what word to use, but I can't bring it to mind.
Would you use maybe touchy?
Yeah.
Or would you use something else? Maybe sort of fretful or something like that?
Touchy
or like somebody...
I don't know.
Maybe irritable?
Yeah, irritable would be one of the words.
Irritable.
Yeah, irritable. I just
touched
irritable.
You know, they have feisty.
Yeah.
would you use feisty sometimes? Does that mean that?
No, I think one that's feisty is one that really, you know, has a temper all the time, and you say something to him, and he calls all over you.
Yeah.
You use the
one tired or something like that. You just want to say he's irritable.
Use something.
Yeah.
I should have known those questions, and I'd have had the answers.
Maybe
you're he should have sent me a book.
No, see, that's not the way to do it, though.